Against odds of 250 million to one, Mohammed and Ahmed Gad were born joined at the head.
If you looked at the boys, they looked like they were supposed to be made that way.
They share one skull, and as far as anyone can tell, one brain, which is fed by one blood supply. Experts believe that if these boys are to have any quality of life, they have to be separated. But to attempt a separation of the boys carries enormous risks. Separation surgery has only a 10% chance of success.
The biggest fear is that if they were separated, maybe one of them wouldn't survive, or both.
For everyone, it is a step into the unknown. Kuz, 400 miles south of Cairo, a town where hustle and bustle hides the harshness of daily life. It was to this grim and overcrowded one-room hospital in Kuz that Sabha Ibrahim came in early 2001 to undergo an ultrasound scan. She already had two children, and this pregnancy seemed like any other. But the routine scan delivered shattering news. In disbelief, Sabah's husband ferried her from doctor to doctor, hoping for better news. But all the scans came back the same. The Ibrahim's twins were joined at the head. On June the 2nd, 2001, the twins were delivered, and as their scans predicted, they were conjoined. But even medical professionals were shocked by the twins' appearance. The Ibrahim's twins were joined at the head, a condition called craniopagus. With almost 40% of conjoined twins being stillborn, and another third dying within 24 hours, the chances of the Ibrahim's twins surviving were very slim.